Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Today, I'm going to talk about when you're dating somebody or you start to be in a relationship with somebody and they're still talking to their ex. It could be their ex-wife, their ex-girlfriend, someone that they've had an intimate relationship with. They still have that connection to that person and what you need to do with somebody like that. Well, first of all, I'm a firm believer that your ex is your ex for a reason. And basically, you should have limited contact with your ex, except in situations where there are kids involved, in which case, if you're going to speak with your ex or they're going to speak with their ex, it should be only about what's in the best interest of their children, or if it has to do with their children, something with that issues. But if you're dating somebody or in a relationship with somebody and they're talking to their ex on a regular basis, like they're best friends with them and everything like that, there is a fine line. And the same thing goes when you're dating somebody and let's say they have close female friends, okay? Now, if they haven't had intimate relations with them, that's one thing. But if they've had intimate relationships with somebody and have experienced that intimacy with somebody, that's a completely different thing, you guys, all right? And what you need to do when you're in a situation like that is you have to evaluate it. First of all, you have to see how long has that person been broken up with their ex. If they just came out of a relationship, most of the time, they're not ready to jump into another relationship. That's why I always tell you, give it 3 to 6 months for them to be broken up. 6 months, you know, would be kind of ideal or more, because it's given them time to release that bond that they have with their ex. But what happens is a lot of people are dealing with somebody and this person, they fool you. They sit there and they tell you, oh, you know, I'm over my ex and everything like that. We're just good friends. We're just good friends. Now, there's no reason that they should be such good friends, okay? If they broke up, they broke up for a reason, all right? Or they could be in a situationship where that person could be telling you they're broken up, but they could still be seeing their ex, you know, here or there without you knowing it. So that's why you have to draw your boundaries, okay? If you find that your ex gets all emotional and is always, I mean, if the person that you're talking to gets all emotional and keeps talking about their ex and everything, all right, this is a red flag. This is somebody who has not healed, who is not over it, and you need to be cautious of getting involved with somebody seriously with that. You could tell that person, listen, you know, we could try this again in 6 months, and maybe, you know, you'll be in a different place than where you are now. But most of the time, they'll say, no, 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 because they're not going to want to lose you. They're going to want to keep you. They're kind of like playing both sides to the middle. And this happens a lot. Now, there are rare instances where somebody could be friends with their ex and they are not having an intimate relationship. But if they're very, very close, if they're going to their ex's house and always eating over there and everything like that, and it's very, it's more than friendly, that is a red flag. You have to pick up on these things, you guys. All right? And you have to, you know how to handle it. A lot of times their exes, if they have children with them, will use the kids as a means to try to bring that person back. Now, the most important thing is you have to find out, why did the relationship break down that they had with their ex? Are they the ones that left the relationship? Was it their ex that left the relationship? Because that makes a big difference. You also have to look at their ex. Has their ex moved on in their life, or is their ex still hanging on to the relationship? This could be a problem. This could be somebody that causes problem in your relationships, okay? Because they could be subtly trying to reel in the person that you're seeing. So it really depends on your partner. Your partner is the one who has the control of the situation. And you have to sit down and you have to communicate with your partner and let them know that there is boundaries that they have to respect, that they can't just be calling them up every single day. Okay, because now they are kind of, they may not be having an intimate relationship with them, but they're building an emotional bond when they should be working on having an emotional bond with you. All right, they're not their friend, they're their ex. There is a difference. They've had intimacy with that person. Okay, so that's where you have to explain it to them. And if they have a problem with that, you need to back off a little bit. You need to see what else is around and check out your other options till this person is completely over their ex, till this person has been able to walk away and had limited contact with that person or have no contact whatsoever with that person. One thing that I will tell you, and I tell you guys this in all my podcasts, is never believe somebody's words. You have to look at their actions. You have to look at their pattern, because they will try to fool you with their words. Why do they try to fool you? Because they want to keep you around for some reason. Okay. They want to keep you around because maybe they feel that comfort of having you there. They could be keeping you around for sexual reasons, to have sex with you. Maybe they like you, but they're not all into you. Okay. But when you're dealing with somebody that still has that tie to their ex, okay, you have to watch that very closely. You have to see how often that person is talking to their ex and find out, why do they need to talk to their ex so much? Are they codependent on their ex? And it doesn't even necessarily mean that they're talking to their ex for sex. They could be talking to their ex about their personal lives. They could be going to their exes and telling them about their relationship with you. Now, do you want that person putting in their input into your relationship? That is not somebody that they should be confiding in about when you and your partner have a problem in the relationship, and you have to set up that boundary. And if they can't cut the cord, then they are not ready to be all in with you. And you have to step back, because what could happen is you could get involved with somebody. This happens all the time. And they're not completely over their ex, or they broke up and they're still talking to their ex and everything. You go out with them a couple of months and then they come to you and say, "Oh, I moved too quickly. You know, I don't know what I want. You know, I need some space," or something like that. The reason that they're doing that is because they weren't all into you. Okay. They weren't emotionally ready to get into a relationship with you. Or they still have that emotional tie to their ex. So what you're doing is you're wasting your time by hanging on. If you want to talk to them and be friends with them and everything like that, that's one thing. But you don't put all your eggs into that basket, because that person has not put all their eggs into your basket. There's an outside force here. It's almost like a love triangle. And I don't necessarily mean that they're sleeping with their ex, okay? They could be having a relationship with their ex and not sleeping with them, but it's a love triangle. It's another person that they are opening up to and sharing intimate details with, okay? And somebody cannot be completely focused on you if they're focusing their energy on somebody else and opening up to somebody else, okay? You could have friends, but there's a difference. So what I recommend is that you have to talk to your partner and you have to let them know that they are in a relationship with you, okay? And that's a complete relationship, an emotional bond relationship, a physical relationship, and that they should not, you know, be having daily conversations with their ex. You know, okay, if they didn't break up and it wasn't a bad breakup and they still want to be friends with them, you have to ask them, what is the need to still be friends with them? Okay, do you need that codependency on that person? That's a relationship you had that didn't work out for a reason. You crossed the friends barrier. You were with that person intimately. So now that person kind of knows your ins and outs. So you're going to be opening up to that person. You're going to be feeling really close with that person because you've experienced that intimacy, and it's taking away from the relationship that you have with that person. So unless that person has kids with them, they should have very little contact with their ex and pretty much no contact with their ex. Okay? And don't believe the excuses they give you, because they'll give you excuses because they want to keep that person in their life. They'll say excuses like, oh, well, we work together on different things, or, you know, it's just a friendship thing or whatever and everything like that. They got to learn to cut the cord. Okay, you guys, they have to learn to cut the cord unless they have children with them. And if they have children, anytime they should contact them, there has to be a certain kind of guideline as far as parental visits. You know, that's all handled by the courts. When somebody gets a divorce or they break up, you have a certain guideline when it comes to visitation or any kind of issues you have with your child. If their ex keeps calling and calling about this thing with the kid or that thing with the kid and keeps making excuses, it's up to your partner to draw that line in the sand. And if they can't, if they don't want to, then it means that there's a lot more there than you are seeing. It means that they're still connected to that person for more than just the children. And you have to be aware of that. You don't want to get in a relationship with somebody who can't give you 100% of themselves. You want somebody who is gonna, when you have problems or issues that you wanna discuss, comes to you, doesn't go to their ex or go to somebody even that's a close friend. You want them to be able to feel that closeness with you, that they feel that you are the safe haven that they could come to. And when they still have that connection to their ex and they're talking to them and they're opening up to them, they're building a close bond with that person, an intimacy and at an emotional level with that person. And that's taking away from your relationship. So rule number one, you guys, is when you're dealing with somebody who has broken up and they let's say they broke up and they were in a long-term relationship with somebody, do not jump into a relationship with them for at least 6 months or longer, because they will tell you anything. They will tell you, oh, I'm over them and everything like that. And they're not over them, okay? A lot of times they're not over them. How could they be over somebody, let's say they spent 5 years with? So, you know, you don't want to be somebody's rebound. And this happens a lot. A lot of people get involved with somebody that is not over their ex, that is still communicating with their ex. And they find that this person, you know, 6 months down the line or a couple months down the line is like, you know what, I don't know what I want. I'm confused. They give them other excuses. This is what they're going to do. They're going to give you excuses. They're not going to tell you, oh, I want to get back with my ex. They're going to give you some other excuse. They're going to say something like they need time for themselves. It's all bullshit, you guys. It's because they never, ever were over their ex. And if they can't cut that cord, then they are not over their ex. And that's somebody that you need to back off from until they are ready. You could still talk to them. You could still be friends with them, but don't become intimate with that person and get attached to that person, because you're setting yourself up for possibly a disaster later on. So that's why I always say you have to take it slow with these people. When you meet somebody in the dating world, you have no clue what their past is until you get to know them and see how they move, to see what kind of person or character you're dealing with. Because this is the problem. So many people take someone at face value. They hear their words. They're believing their words. And they don't understand that words don't mean anything. Let me say it again. Words don't mean anything, gang. You have to take your time and see how that person moves. See what their actions are. See if they make you a priority. See if they're focused in on you. Okay? I tell people all the time, you know how a relationship's going by how much somebody focuses in on you, how much time they're giving you, how much they want to see you. Do they want to see you a lot? When somebody likes you, they want to be around you. When they make excuses, that's exactly what it is. It's an excuse because they want their space for whatever reason. Their space could be to see other options. Their space could be to talk to their ex or see their ex. Okay? So you have to be aware of that. We had a situation in our group where there was a woman where her boyfriend, she was with her boyfriend for 5 years, and he was still hung up on his ex, his baby's mama, where he was going and buying a house with his ex, okay? So that to me seemed like he was still having a situationship behind her back. He's broken up with his baby's mama for 5 years, and yet now he's going and he's investing in a house with her and he's saying it's for the kids. That is a close bond. That is a relationship that he's having with his ex that she's not even aware of. And if I had to bet on it, I would say he's still sleeping with her ex behind her back. She probably missed out on a lot of red flags that were there. She didn't pick up on it. But, you know, you have to really look at the whole situation before you are sure of something. So you have to pick up on the red flags, you guys. When you get involved with somebody, you want somebody that is completely ready to give you their whole heart. You don't want somebody who's got loose strings. And it doesn't necessarily even have to be an ex. There are people that are in the dating world that have situationships. One of my close girlfriends, she says it all the time. She says, most of these guys, they have a situationship somewhere. That's why they're not moving forward with you, because they got somebody. That's why they don't care sometimes if they have sex with you, because they're getting it somewhere else. So you got to look at somebody, how attentive they are to you, Because if they're not all in with you, their energy or their time is going elsewhere. And those are the clues that you have to pick up on. And if somebody can't give you that, then you don't give them your time. You don't give them your trust or your energy. You could keep them around if you want to even bother, okay? But you don't get serious with somebody like that. You keep looking for somebody who's completely ready to be serious. Somebody who doesn't have those loose ties. Somebody who doesn't have those soul ties or those people still lingering around, okay, that they're still talking to. Because if they have time invested with situationships or exes, good luck trying to compete with that. If they're not able to cut the cord off with that person, what makes you think you're going to change them? Okay? The only one that can change them is them. Is you setting up that boundary and letting them know that if they continue to have that close emotional bond with their ex, that you're not going to be there. Because you're not going to share your time with somebody who's sharing their time with somebody else, even if it isn't a physical relationship that they're having with them. Because I could tell you that there are people that could have, you know, an emotional bond with somebody and something could trigger. They could have a low point in their life. Something could trigger. Like, you can be in a relationship with somebody and let's just say you have a very big argument with them and everything. They have that outside tie there with their ex or a situationship or somebody in the wings. Who do you think they're going to run to? They're going to run to them. And they're going to cry on their shoulders in a lot of cases. And what do you think that person's going to do if they still have feelings for the person you're dating? They're going to open them up with open arms. And if they've had an intimate relationship with them, it could end up like that again. They could tell them, come over here, let's talk about it. And one thing could end up into another thing. So don't get involved with people that have not cut the cord, okay? Set up those boundaries. If they are still, you know, bringing up their ex or they are still talking to their ex on a regular basis, and let them know, you know what? This is not okay. You are in a relationship with me. You're not in a relationship with me and that other person. You know, you need to, you know, when you need to talk to someone, you need to talk to me or somebody that you haven't had an intimate relationship with, all right? Or had that intimate bond with, okay? Because that could be a dangerous scenario for you, because that person could come in and you know, if your partner can't cut the cord, that means they could come in and sweep that person. And you know who's going to get left in the dust? You are. You are, because then that person's going to come back to you and back off from you and say to you, you know, I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure about this relationship. I don't know, you know? So, you know, you have to communicate and stop just floating along. This is what a lot of people do too, you guys. They float along. No, speak up for yourself. Speak up for yourself. Stop being afraid. Stop being afraid, because if you set your boundaries and they have a problem with it, then that means they're not ready to let go of that person. That means that that bond with that person is a lot stronger than you even knew. And you know what? It's better you know now than waste your time and end up 6 months or longer heartbroken because you thought that person was all in and they weren't. They still had that attachment there, okay? I hope that helps you, and if it did, please hit the subscribe button and share. And also, you guys, email me any podcast topics that you want me to podcast on, and I'd be glad to answer any kind of questions that you have or topics. Have a great day. Hi, it's Yaz, and I just want to let you guys know that if you're having a problem in your dating or your relationship, go to my website, link in the bio, and I'm offering email or phone coaching Because everybody's problems are different, and sometimes you just want a confidential opinion on a situation you're in. You're confused, you don't know what to do, you love your partner, and you're having problems, and you just need somebody to tell it to you straight as to what's going on, why it's going on, and offer you some ideas of how to solve the problem. So go to the website, link in the description, and check it out. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.